This show is brought to you by BigAndTallMart.com. BigAndTallMart.com is your number one source for all things big and tall. From licensed t-shirts to casual wear and everything in between, BigAndTallMart.com has you covered. Use promo code GEEK10 on checkout to save 10% on orders $50 or more. BigAndTallMart.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net.
And I'm joined by
a guy who's surprisingly not dead. Sorry, guys. We're back. We promise this time. We really do. Just, we've been ludicrously busy and sick the last, 3 weeks.
Me busy, you sick.
Yeah, well, you had the swap meet recently.
Yeah, that a lot out of me, man.
Yeah, I hear it was very, very successful overall.
Yeah, I mean, the swap meet just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year, every time we go, and it's just like, I went up to 3 tables this time, so managing extra people, trying to run back and forth between all 3 tables and everything, it was exhausting. Usually the swap meets, like, there'll be like an hour of time where it'll just slow down, and I'm like, this is actually, like, taking a while, but this time it was like, I felt like I blinked and the swap was over. Because I was just so busy that there was no time for me to stop.
Now, didn't you buy something ludicrously expensive?
I may or may not have bought a Metal Warriors for Super Nintendo.
Jesus Christ. How much did that cost you?
$180.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah. I saw it, and I've never seen one at the swap. Well, okay. There has been some at the swap before, but the guys that... they run a shop at one of the, not the 400 market, but one of those kind of markets, a highway market.
Mm-hmm.
They always come in, they set up their tables, and they have third-party accessories. So, like, new Nintendo 64 controllers and stuff, but they're not by Nintendo. They use brands that, from everything I've heard, break really easily.
Mm-hmm.
But they have that on their tables, and then they have one table that just has a case full of money. $100 bills. And they just buy. All they do is they buy. They go around the swap meet while everybody's setting up and everything, and they just pick out everything they can that's super cheap. They buy it, and they put it behind their table for the rest of the swap. And they always buy up those rare, rare games like Metal Warriors. So this time when I found one, I was just like, okay, I want to buy this. And he was, like, really reluctant because he's like, it's one of my favorite games. I'm like, why did you bring it to the swap meet then? He's like, I don't know. I kind of like the idea of having money right now. So I talked him down from 190. Oh, wow. I talked him down 10 bucks. But he was hard to talk down. I've really wanted it for, like, 150 because that's what they used to go for. They've just gone up and up and up. So that was the only thing I bought this time because, damn, that's a lot of money. But, yeah. Now I have that in my collection. Yay, Super Nintendo.
I hope it comes out on the virtual console really soon. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't doubt it, but I won't play games if they're emulated, and if they are on virtual console, I really don't care, because I like collecting. It's the joy of finding something that you just have not been able to find, buying it, putting it in your collection after cleaning it up, and, you know, just being like, I have this. Like, I actually have the original.
I guess kind of like how I was like that way with Terminator Sega CD and Earthbound so many years ago.
Yeah.
So that's exciting, though.
The other things that I noticed at this swap meet in particular, because this is the first swap meet since these things came out, there was a lot, and I mean a lot, of amiibos,
which is what we're going to be talking about for today's topic show, because the amiibo-ocalypse happened early last week, and it's done nothing but piss people off.
Wave of it happened.
Yeah, like
this wave in particular has pissed off more people than all the other waves.
This is the one wave that I think may be convincing me to get out of the hobby. And that really sucks to say. For those of you who've been living under a rock since November, Amiibos are these little figures that interact with certain video games. Think of them as Nintendo's answer to Skylanders and Disney Infinity.
One step further, interacts with multiple games and looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, I think 30 of the Smash characters are available right now, 30 plus, I think. Plus, there's ones for Mario Party 10, which are specific to that game. There's ones for Splatoon. And like Jamie said, they can interact across a variety of different games. Some of them can interact with codenamed Steam, Xenoblade Chronicles 3D. I think some of them will be interactive with, I think, Animal Crossing. So hopefully they'll be re-releasing the Villager at some point. But these things really hit it huge in November of last year when they became first commercially available. First wave had 13 of them, if I'm not mistaken, in them. And the Holy Trinity, as it's become to be known in collector circles for them, is Ike. No, not Ike. Marth, the Wii Fit Trainer, and the Villager. Which they didn't manufacture nearly enough of these particular characters because they didn't think they'd sell very much. I'm very surprised they'd think that about Marth, and very surprised about the Villager.
There was an article where they actually explained they didn't make as many of the characters that were Smash Bros. Specific. So Nintendo-specific characters like Mario, that will be in many games, Link, who will be in many games, they're like, oh, we can make lots of these because more people are bound to buy it. Whereas the Super Smash Bros.-specific characters, people aren't going to buy them as much. That's what they figured.
And they were wrong.
They
were horribly fucking wrong. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about this. Nintendo had a hit on their hands.
It's really funny because when this first wave came out and I was looking for like Marth and some of the other characters that I wanted, like I picked up Fox because I used to be like a Fox main. I loved playing Fox and I loved playing Marth in Brawl. So I was like, I really want these two. And my girlfriend, she wanted Kirby and Pikachu, which we still haven't picked up a Pikachu just yet, but we do have Kirby. So I got Fox and Kirby because I found them. I was like, okay, this wasn't too bad. I found a Wii Fit Trainer, and I was like, my girlfriend was like, oh, wow, they have a Wii Fit Trainer amiibo. That's kind of silly. And I'm like, yeah, nobody's probably going to ever want to buy that. So I left it.
You didn't buy it, dumb bastard.
And a week later, I find out that it's the Holy Trinity of the three rare ones. Ugh. And I found a Marth, but it was like, I went to an EB Games. They had Marths behind, like two Marths total behind a counter. And that was right when the game was coming out. And I'm like, oh, so like you got more of those? Like, because I would like to get one. They're like, oh, no, these are the only two we got in the store. And they're for pre-orders. And I'm like, I didn't even know you could pre-order these. And two, you only got two for the whole friggin' store? Like, what the hell? And, like, every EB I went to, they're like, we either got one or two. And I was just like, what the fuck? I'm never going to find one. Like,
yeah, I was actually really surprised how low numbers some of these things actually were. I said to myself, I'm going to collect, if I can get the first wave, great. And we'll see how much of that I get, and if I like it, I'll stick with it. My first one I got was Mario, because Nintendo sent it to me. They sent me that, and they sent me the game for free. So cool. The next one I picked up was Samus, because I'm a huge Metroid fan. Okay, maybe I'll get a few more. And a few more turned into a few more.
There. Just thought to point out that Samus, there was actually a rare defect one that was put on eBay.
And so sold for like $2,000 or something.
Yeah, it had two cannons rather than an arm and a cannon. And it was legit and sealed. So it was like, that alone became a huge thing where everybody was like, oh my god, they might have defects in them that'll make them fucking super rare.
And people still buy them.
Yeah.
Like, it's really weird to see some of these defects go. I saw a pit with two swords go for something along a ways back. So with some of these, there are retailer exclusive amiibos. Two of them are exclusive to Target, and since Target no longer exists in Canada, that's a problem. That was Rosalina was exclusive to Target, and then when that happened, she was given to Walmart Future Shop. Now, Future Shop no longer exists. Best Buy had exclusively Meta Knight. It sold out with it under 2 minutes. I was actually on the website to pre-order this from EB Games, or not EB Games, Future Shop back in December. In the time it took me to stand up to go from my bedroom to my studio, it was gone. Couldn't believe it. Rosalina, we got an announcement from Twitter saying she'll be available to buy at 3 a.m. or sorry, at midnight Pacific time on February 9th or something like that. I think it was like a Monday or something. So I sat up on the Future Shop website every 5 seconds hitting F5 for over 2.5 hours. I got one of 57 released in Canada. It was sold out in under, I think, like a minute. Most recently, the Gold Mario, which has been confirmed exclusive to online only. You cannot find this in stores in Canada. I went to Best Buy's website because Future Shop had just collapsed like the day before. Had all my information ready, had my credit card information ready, had was signed into my account. I was ready to motherfucking go. Sold out from the time it took me to hit add to cart, go to checkout, and then Best Buy's website crashed. I couldn't believe it. I had it in my cart. By the time I got everything all sorted out, yep, nope, gone. And that's part of the reason why I kind of wanted to talk about amiibos today. Not just because I'm pissed off because I've lost so many good pre-orders.
We're so angry.
Well, you know what? I'm not sure if it's Nintendo's fault or the retailers, or maybe a mix of both, because these past two waves have become such a pain in the ass. In fact, a news story broke just recently last week when Wave 4 went up for pre-order across Canada and the U.S., GameStop's website, servers, and cash registers in the United States crashed for 2 hours. Were unable to accept pre-orders because the websites got flooded and people went in the store and things got flooded.
There's so many people pre-ordering on the system in the stores of EB Games and GameStops that it crashed their system. That is an astronomical thought.
I've never even heard of something like this happening.
And the thing is, I know, since I used to work with EB Games, I know that it is on a network. And, it really only connects and updates everything at night. That's, when the systems are being shut down, it updates everything properly that way. But it's still connected all the time. And, the fact that you could crash that, you got to think about how many people are always going into an EB Games or GameStop around, North America.
Anytime.
They managed to, double that, triple that, fucking 10 times that, all in one day just because of amiibos.
Yeah, that's insane to even comprehend. That's how popular these things have gotten. And even Best Buy's website in the States crashed. EB Games Canada website went down. In fact, they've already started refunding people because there was a glitch in the EB Canada system. They were still accepting pre-orders. Now people are getting emails and phone calls saying, oh, by the way,
you don't actually have that thing that you basically cried that you managed to get.
Yeah.
You don't have that anymore.
And there were people waiting in line Saturday morning, last Saturday, to get in line for these things. Now, some EB Games that were reportedly open on the Friday, Good Friday, and were accepting pre-orders. It's insane to think this is how bad it's gotten. Now, some of these are retailer exclusive. NES is exclusive to EB. I managed to get two of them, and I know some people are going to say, why two? One to actually have an open, the other one is trade bait. And I hate to even mention that, too, because there's a whole collector's community around this. For the most part, is really good. In fact, there's a group on Facebook I would love to highlight and give a huge kind of shout-out to. I think they're called... I just want to get their name right. They are the Amiibo Club Canada. These guys are really good. In fact, I haven't seen this good an online community in quite some time because they're generally... If, let's say, I want a Samus or something, they'll sell it to me at retail or maybe a little bit above plus shipping. Nobody in that group is truly a scalper. Like, they'll see what they're selling for on Amazon, eBay, and give you the average price if it's a harder-to-find one. You're not going to get scalped.
The problem, though, is that you're technically still being scalped because the value on these should only be $15. But some of them are up to 100 or higher.
Well, it's because
of the rarity.
Yeah, because you can't find them now.
And it's that's really dumb.
Oh, yeah.
The problem that I have with this is, like, especially because, like, I run a side business of selling video games and collectibles. So anytime I go and find any of these, I have to, like, battle my store self versus my personal self that I don't like the idea of scalping people. But at the same time, there's profit in it. And that being said, I haven't found any to actually resell. So,
well, you see, I don't have a problem paying if this is what the market is and I can't find it in store, I don't have a problem with that because if I can't find it, I can't find it. Here is a fair price based upon completed listings and the fact that, you know, people in the group, we want to give each other a fair price. Now, some people will offer you, say, a Meta Knight may cost you, say, $30, maybe even $40. That's worth it because you can't find them anywhere. And I'd much rather pay from someone I know who's like-minded as opposed to paying some douchebag scalpel. Now, like I was mentioning, there are some exclusives which are hard to find. Shulk was an EB Games exclusive, and he's from Xenoblade, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's him.
That's an EB Games exclusive.
Meta Knight was exclusive to Best Buy. Rosalina, like I said, was Target. Lucario was exclusive to Toys R Us, which Toys R Us didn't do pre-orders. You had to be in store to get him or get him online, so good luck. For this wave, Greninja is exclusive to Toys R Us, Jigglypuff is Target, Ness is EB Games, and I want to say there's someone else that I'm missing here. Off the top of my head, everybody else is common or everybody else is available at wide retail at this point. These have allegedly 2 months of production because there's a whole subset of the community out there which takes a look at the manufacture dates for these things. And when these things are, there's some website that says how long these things will be in production. I think it's some sort of a safety website or something. I'm not entirely sure. But they tell you how long each of these will be in production. Now, each of these has a production run of 2 months, which means in theory there should be a shit ton of them. However, that being said, the fact that stores are already overselling pre-orders at this point is a problem. And with the port strike that happened last month in California and Vancouver, where ships were just waiting off the coast of California to come into docks from China and wherever else, we don't know how many Amiibos were stuck on those ships. That's why we had such a shortage of the Majora's Mask new 3DS, which came out in February, because a lot of them were sitting in shipping containers and nobody had any fucking clue. So some people have suggested that Nintendo should offer pre-orders direct. This way they know what the demand is and there's no possibility of people getting screwed out of getting what they didn't want or not getting what they want.
Yeah, and, I mean, they could easily just do made to order.
Well, even Nintendo has come out and said they want to help battle scalpers. Because there are people, and I've seen this, people walk into a Walmart or a Toys R Us or wherever, buy up all the rares and walk out. Now, a lot of stores now have one limit per family
per character. So I can't walk in and buy five Marios, which if you do that, clearly you need to reevaluate why you're in this.
I want to double check on what's rare.
Well, it's weird because certain characters you'd think that would be rare aren't. For example, one of my friends who works at Walmart managed to snag me two Mega Mans. It's Mega Man. You'd think that character would be ultra popular, and he is, but he's surprisingly common. And I picked up one as trade bait. Now, luckily, I was able to offload him for about $2 above retail. And I figured, you know what? I'm okay with making a $2 profit.
See, the thing is, like, with Mega Man, I picked up two of them as well because I found a Sonic and a Mega Man. And I was like, oh, like, they actually have a lot of them at this store. But I had heard that they were rare, both of them. So I was like,
same here, yeah.
I was like, I'm going to a swap meet. I'll pick up a second Mega Man, and maybe I can, like, convince somebody to trade for, you know, an Ike or something like that. And give them, some extra cash because I want that character so much. And I got there, and, like, I put that little sign on the Mega Man, and everyone was laughing at me. And they're like, Mega Man's not rare, man. And I'm like, okay, well, that sucks. So I took the sign off and was like, well, if anybody wants a Mega Man, regular retail price.
Yeah, it's so weird because you don't know which characters are going to be like that. In fact, with the Super Mario 10 Mario Party wave, you get a different Bowser, a different Luigi, a different Mario, and a different Peach and a Toad. So there's like five of them. Everybody assumed Toad was going to be rare. Everybody picked up an extra one as trade bait. Do you know how many Toads are sitting on shelves right now? A lot.
Is Toad able to be used in Mario Kart as well? Actually,
I
have a website up for that.
I'm not sure, because I haven't tried it personally. I actually just got my Toad the other day. So yeah, I haven't tried that.
Toad is able to be used in Mario Kart and in Mario Party. So that's probably why, because as I said before, they had stated the games, the characters that are on multiple platforms, they wanted to make extra of.
Now,
they wanted to make an extra set of them for, just to look slightly different for Mario Party. That's beyond me, but.
Now, supposedly, certain characters are going to get a reprint. We're going to see Marth again because of Fire Emblem. Because of codename Steam and stuff like that. Now, that surprises me. I think Nintendo realized they can sell a lot more of these things. You want to combat the scalper problem, this is one way to do it.
My problem with the idea of this, if they reprint the exact same type, like the Super Smash Bros. Marth, cool. If they make a different model of Marth and the other Fire Emblem characters for a Fire Emblem game, you just caused the same problem.
I don't think Nintendo's going to be that short sight. I think they're going to just reprint the ones that they have.
Yeah.
And if there's a newer game down the road, then sure. Same with Animal Crossing. If they're going to make a new Animal Crossing, they'd be stupid to not reprint the villager, or at least offer me the kind of female villager variant, stuff like that. So it's, I don't know. Like, there are so many problems that came up with this. Like I said, it crashed systems, and I'm genuinely surprised at how much it was underestimated. Because this is the new Skylanders. This is, the new Beanie Babies and all that shit. Like, I've seen people stockpiling these. In fact, there's one guy whose name I can't remember, but he's on Kijiji, and he's local to Southern Ontario. I think he's in Toronto. He has something like 10 or 15 Ikes, 10 or 15 King DDDs, basically all the tradables for the last wave and the wave previous to that, even Lucarios, just sitting there. He's even got a bunch of gold Marios that he scooped up from going over to Buffalo or something. And he knows people will pay for these things. And the scalper problem with this is a real issue because I've seen people, in fact, a friend of mine who went to the same swap you did, our mutual friend Shannon, went there. There were people selling Wii Fit Trainers for $125, and some of them sold at that price.
Yeah.
Fucking nuts. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Value.
Yeah, like, that's insane. Like, for something that should retail between $13 and $15.99, now $15.99 because the dollar sucks. The prices have gone up. But for something, this thing is months old, maybe. And even pre-orders right now, something that doesn't physically exist yet in hand, I've seen people selling their pre-orders on eBay for Wave 4. And even people are even talking about Wave 5 stuff already. And I don't know where this is going to go, honestly, because you'd think for something like this, it'd be fairly easy to manufacture enough and just have them sit there. But then again,
from everything that I've looked into, Nintendo has never really had toys for any of their product over here. Toys, figure, like, they've had toys, but not, like,
nothing first party.
Nothing really first party. And anything that they did have, it was, like, little kids' toys, not something that was actually a figure that you could collect.
Yeah.
So, like, only hardcore Mario fans or Zelda fans would have these specific things. It wasn't like hey, we have all of our Nintendo characters as figures that are very collectible because they look really good. They've been painted well. They have great art on the background of the box. Like, they're literally, like, the perfect kind of collectible for Nintendo. And from everything that I've looked into, Nintendo basically, when they were launching this in the U.S., they were like, I doubt it'll really sell well because they're not into Nintendo as much as Japan is. They are sorely mistaken on that.
Pretty much, actually.
We've been dying for this kind of collectible for years. And now that they've launched it, and, like, after the first wave, they should have realized, okay, we need to make a lot more. But they just seem to be continuing with this, either a plan that they're making these seem that rare and they're going to launch another, relaunch a wave. That way they'll get a lot of money and basically kill off all the scalpers. But the thing is like, marketing wise, that would be a fantastic idea because they've made them rare enough that they can relaunch the rare ones and everybody would pick one up. Like, if they were just like, hey, we're going to relaunch Marth, Ike, like, all the Fire Emblem characters, and Meta Knight. Like, we're just going to relaunch another wave of all of them, and we're going to do double the amount we did last time, so there's plenty that everybody can get one. I'd go order all of them.
If they offered a Fire Emblem pack like they're doing with the Splatoon, I'd pay that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, why not? If they re-release them and I can pay the same amounts as, like, I was supposed to, I'll definitely buy them. I'm not going to go and spend $120 on each of them on eBay. Screw that. But if Nintendo wants my money, I will give it to them. They just have to do it right.
Like, there isn't a lot coming up out of the new wave that's Robin, Lucina, Wario, Charizard, Pac-Man. That's the other one that I forgot. Ness and Jigglypuff. I kind of only really want Ness and Charizard. After that, just Zero Suit Samus and maybe Dark Pit. But the fact that I have 90% of the collection, so, like, I'm only missing Captain Falcon, Meta Knight, and the Trinity right now. I'm supposed to have my little Mac should be here tomorrow. Actually, kind of surprised it's not here right now, actually.
See, you've even gone more full-blown into it than I have. Like, if I don't find them at a store, I don't buy them.
I do a lot of trades for mine. I typically try and avoid going for the super rare ones. I mean, I got lucky and got my Rosalina through patience. And then when my Rosalina died through an unfortunate set of events, my friends at Nintendo were able to help me out. So I got fortunate there. The other characters, I've just actually, an ex-girlfriend of mine picked me up Lucario on a whim. So I got lucky there. So I decided, you know, it's enough to want to stay there. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know whether I can do this anymore. Because the hobby, it's becoming not fun anymore. And for example, you'll probably see this kind of similarly. This is how it got with Nintendo for me. Certain games just became too much of a hassle to chase after. And that's what I think is going to happen with the Amiibo things. I've seen a lot of talk in the Amiibo groups that I hang out in. People saying, you know what? I think I'm done. Because it's becoming too much of a hassle. When a hobby becomes this much not fun, where you're having to sit at a computer for hours hitting F5, hoping against hope you'll get a 1599 little plastic figurine, it's kind of that time where you push away from your desk and reevaluate things. And that sucks.
And you can look at, like, Twitter and everything as well on those days. Like, you just have so many Nintendo fans that when Nintendo is posting something about Amiibos, everyone just, like, jumps them and is like, yo, not cool. Like, why did you do this to us, Nintendo? And it's really bad because, I mean, every time I think about video gaming in any way, shape, or form, I always think back to how I was as a kid. And it's like, you see something on TV, like, say, an Amiibo, and you're like, I love that character. I want to go get that character. Hey, Mom, Dad, can we go to the store and get that character? You go there and you run into this shit? That is, like, heartbreaking for a kid. That is not something, like, that's not cool. Like, if you really wanted to get, say, like, a Lucario, maybe he's your favorite Pokemon of all time, and you're like, you like playing Smash Bros., you play that character all the time, and then, one, he's an exclusive, and two, he's nearly impossible to get. Like, it's just, it really ruins the whole reason behind them, is, like, you're supposed to be able to get that character, and you can play with them. And I think that's why Nintendo really just needs to relaunch and ship out more of every single one of them.
But from Nintendo's point of view, I can see why maybe they don't. Because if you walk into any given retail outlet right now, oh, you'll see Amiibos on the shelf. But I will tell you who they are right now. They are Mario. They are Peach. They are Yoshi. Probably Donkey Kong. Probably Diddy Kong.
You can find Kirby, Pikachu, Yoshi.
Yeah, basically, you're getting the core Nintendo characters, but what you're looking at right now are shelf warmers. And even websites like Toys R Us have said, hey, buy two Amiibos, get one free on any ones that are $13.99 or less. Means they're trying to clear out the old inventory.
But see, that's just the thing. They don't need to send more of those. They can easily have all of these different companies send them a stock list and just be like, look, we had pre-order demands for these. We didn't get enough. And we have X amount of Mario, Link, Yoshi still left. And Nintendo can be like, oh, okay, so these are the ones we need to reprint. So let's do that. Like, it's really not that hard of a system to do because they've interacted with all of these companies in the past in the same way regards to just video games. It's just this has a higher demand because they're cheaper. Video games are a lot more expensive than just buying an Amiibo, right?
Well, it's weird because I don't think a lot of the Amiibos are being driven by kids. I think it's a lot of us, the older collector's market.
And it is true, but I was mostly just saying that for the sake of, like, that's the whole point of Amiibos from Nintendo's point of view. Well, other than money.
Because I'd like to see what's going to happen with all this. And I want to see Nintendo do more Amiibos for more games. Like, when the new Star Fox comes out, I want a Star Fox team.
Dude, I want a Falco so bad.
I want a fucking Peppy Hare and Slippy Toad. You know I want an R-Wing Amiibo. Think how cool that could be. Or get the fucking Landmaster tank or even Rob the Robot there. I mean, there are so many possibilities for Amiibos and cross-platform, cross-game compatibility as to what they could do, but the amiibo technology itself also has to evolve. I found this one out the hard way. My Rosalina, as I mentioned earlier in this episode, died because her near-field communication, however it communicates inside, got messed up. And that was through an unfortunate series of events so cosmically misaligned that you wouldn't believe me if I told you. Or do you really want to know? Because it's so fucking weird how this happened.
I think you should explain it, because I'm fairly sure you've told me before, and it's actually a cosmic event.
Yeah, okay.
So you need to tell the audience.
Okay, sure. So I'm playing Super Smash Bros. On the Wii U one night. I've got Rosalina set up on my Wii U pad. I also have my copy of Smash Bros. For the 3DS out at the same time. Now, I've got the 3DS... XL, which is the new one, so it has it built in. So I have Rosalina sitting on my Wii U pad, like I mentioned, and I have the adapter or the screen open so I can transfer data on the 3DS open as well. Just thinking, all right, once I'm done here, I'll transfer her over, blah, blah, blah. My hand knocks Rosalina off the Wii U pad, rolls, lands right side up on the 3DS pad, tries to sync itself with the 3DS. Shit! 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 Alright, sync complete. Alright, that's kind of fucked up and weird. Whatever. Nothing happened. So I put Rosalina back on the Wii U pad. Doesn't detect her at all. Okay, so I try to reset her via the Wii U and via the 3DS. Doesn't accept her. Won't even recognize. It's like there's nothing even there. So I try everything. I try resetting multiple things. I try basically, short of calling Jesus Christ himself, I tried everything. I even tried a magnet to try and wipe out the data. Maybe like, all right, maybe if I can reset at the factory, wipe out, corrupt the data, and it reasserts itself, maybe it'll work just fine. Unfortunately, it didn't. Now, fortunately, I was able to...
Just ate her soul.
That's exactly it. It's like Nintendo said, thou shalt not, and just killed her. Now, luckily, I was able to trade this broken Rosalina for a brand new little Mac in box. Does that not seem a little bit fucked up and weird to you? Because little Mac is also one people went nuts looking for. My little Mac is, in theory, here today. I just got to go check the mailbox. That's the cosmic set of coincidences that just so happened. So, if you learn anything from this, is once your amiibos are done, or once you've got them synced up to your 3DS, or your whatever system, put them somewhere safe until you're ready to save that data again. Just trust me on this one. So where was I with this? I don't know. I mean, what else?
You got real deep into a story about souls being sucked into a 3DS.
Fucking amiibos. but ultimately, I want to see things go well with the amiibos. Because like I said, there's so many good possibilities for this. I mean, hopefully... the pre-orders will get figured out for Wave 4, or maybe they'll take this as a sign, maybe we need more. Because I'm looking in my group right now, that Amiibo Club Canada, and this girl just lost Ness Pac-Man Wario due to the pre-order FUBAR. So I'm hoping the retailers and Nintendo can figure this out and have enough on shelves where we never have to worry about walking into a store and not having something, or going online and not being able to buy something. The fact that these things can sell out within minutes indicates there's not enough being made, or there's not enough being allocated to stores. I shouldn't have to go to the Nintendo World Store in New York to pick up a Shulk, or to pick up a fucking Little Mac or a Pit or something. I shouldn't have to do that, or I shouldn't have to pay scalper prices for it. As much as it is a free society and free enterprise, you can make money however you wish. Yeah, you can do that, but you don't have to be a dickhead about it. So I'm hoping Nintendo can figure this out, because ultimately I want to give you money, because you know what? It's not like I'm collecting vintage toys anymore, because that's too much heartache. But now Amiibos are creeping into that category where if I can't reasonably expect to get everything on a recently released toy, and I know that sounds like a little bit of entitlement, but I don't think it is. Maybe this hobby isn't worth sticking around for.
If something has just come out, which, I mean, these haven't been out for very long.
Not even 6 months.
Yeah, like, you should be, if you wanted to collect something new that came out, like a video game, a set of video games, you could easily do it. Because there's stock. There's supposed to be stock there for you to buy things. So, like, if you want to be able to collect all of these, there shouldn't be a reason that you can't. Like, it's just ridiculous. Honestly, I'm really hoping Nintendo re-releases some of them, and for the next waves, like, wave 4 comes out in May, right?
The end of this month, beginning of May, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's another wave in July, September, and then anything that's coming forward with the next games or anything like that, they need to just realize, make more of them. Like, I don't care what statistics they were using that said that the North America is not going to buy them. They need to throw that out the window and just make extra. Like, figure out statistics from the pre-orders that are happening right now.
I think
extras for the common populace as well.
I think if Nintendo directly cut out the middleman and offered pre-orders through their website, they'd know exactly what numbers are going out, make a little bit extra to go to the stores. I think you'd make everybody happy. I genuinely think that. They need to offer this direct. And I know Nintendo can do this. It's will they do this? And I'm guessing not.
Probably not.
Once again, we have to blame douchebag scalpers. We have to blame the retailers for not getting enough. And we have to blame Nintendo for not offering us nearly enough of what we want. But these are all solvable problems. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to the bottom line. How much money can we make without risking a lot of money? So I guess with that in mind, I guess that's pretty much going to bring us to the end of the show. Closing thoughts.
Fucking Amiibos. That's all I gotta say.
I love my Amiibos. I really do. Please don't drive me out of this hobby. It's one of the few joys I have collecting left. Please don't fuck it up for me.
I love the Smash Bros. Amiibos, man. They're like, they're so detailed and they're like cool. Look so good. And like, everything about them just looks collectible. Like, their little stands inside their box, a backboard that has like really good art, like everything about it.
Yeah, there's no reason to not collect these things. They are very, very cool looking.
The only reason to not collect them is that they won't give us enough.
Exactly. So on the next show,
Porter.
On the next show, we're actually going to talk about something very similar to what our show Botched Role talks about and what we talk about on the other podcast I work with called Terrible Warriors. We're going to talk about role-playing games.
This video gamer that only plays video games may or may not have gotten suckered into playing D&D.
That's right. Jamie has tasted his first bit of tabletop. So next time we'll talk about some of the role-playing games that have transitioned from tabletop to video game, and some of them have gone from video game to tabletop. So there's
a complete and utter noob to D&D that is actually a gamer.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's
going to be a lot of me giving you history, a lot of Jamie sharing his experiences, but it should be good. So that'll be coming next week. And then I think after that, we're going to talk about some of the game companies that have left us a little bit too soon. And yeah, then we'll probably have to do an E3 preview at some point, because that's coming up a lot quicker than people realize.
Oh my god, we can do a Nintendo-flavored D&D and use Amiibos as the tokens.
You know, that's actually not as out there as you may think. On that note, though, for the prototype, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd.
And I've been Jamie J.J. Johnson saying, go buy all the Amiibos for $120. You know you want to.
And a lot of pre-order!
with your horse. Oh.